Hi there, I hope all is well. Today's video is for those, especially Christians, who are feeling alone. That is an extremely difficult position to be in. I know how hard it is. For those of you that don't know, I was practically alone in my faith from very young. Between 5 and 8, I think, is when I found Jesus, to maybe when I was 19 or 20 is when I found my Christian people. But even then, it took a long time to develop those relationships at my church. But all of this is to say, I understand. I know what it's like to be alone and to feel lonely, especially in this culture. It is really difficult. And it is, I think, almost conducive to make you feel alone. And just the fact that so many people are leaving the church is evidence enough that I'm sure most Christian, young Christians are alone. But I want you to know it doesn't have to feel like that. And I think we should build a roadmap together for you to find your people, because it took me a very long time, like I said, but once I found it, it was like everything fit. Everything in my life fit, and it was almost like I couldn't have any more bad days, as weird as that is. Like, of course I have bad days, but now I just know I have this army behind me supporting me. And in fact, there's actually this running joke at my new parish. Well, not new parish. I've been there now for like 3 years, but my newer parish compared to what I was like going to when I was in my teen years. And there's this running joke that I have like 5 Catholic moms because of all the ladies there at the church who just completely swept me under their wings, because again, my parents are not religious. So if you're like me and you're lonely in that way, which is like not something I would wish upon my worst enemy, if being alone in your faith in your own home, I'm sorry. How do we build this roadmap? So I'm sure most of you, if you are Christian, come from Christian backgrounds, and so I'm sure that you have some sort of resource that you can find at your church to make friends, okay? And I would definitely advocate for you to do that, okay? Go to your church, look at the resources. It is not embarrassing to look for friends actively and to find community. Everybody wants that, and everybody needs that. We are extremely social creatures, and our mental health is very dependent on how social we are and how much we kind of like get out there and get outside, socialize with people. So definitely go out there, okay, and find people that are like-minded with you, because it is very difficult living your values alone. I mean, I've been thankful because God has protected me, and I haven't really fallen down too many rough paths, but I know that's not the normal path for most people. And so definitely surround yourself with like-minded people. Finding people who have the same values as you is literally going to elevate you so much. It's not even funny. Like, you're going to grow, first off, so much in your faith. You're going to grow in friendship and understand the deeper meaning of friendship. Because growing up, I always loved having friends and stuff, but it's only been really recently that, like, I understand that friendship is like a godly gift. Like, it is so holy to have good friends. And I really think that God kind of created this concept of friendship, of course, so that we can come together and praise him, and so that our faith can grow together, because we'll have community and support, and we can be ourselves and such. But for those of us who might not be even like that religious and thinking too deeply of friendship, I think we all understand the benefits of having friends, right? Like, being in school and expecting to see your friends, going to work and seeing your coworker bestie. Like, I understand that. Because like, I have a bunch of different besties at my current school. So it's kind of weird, but I have my core friends in my hometown who I am like constantly talking to and everything. But then at my school, I have like certain besties in like certain areas. So I have like a math bestie who I used to go to like the tutoring center with, who's literally the best. And so she's my math bestie. And then I have this, anywho, all of this is to say, you can find people who are Catholic, who are Christian all around. It's not even funny. And I know that the numbers are dwindling in terms of how many Christians there are, but I have just been blown away at the amount of times that I found out that a friend that I was just talking to casually and like built a really great friendship with was Catholic and was Christian, or Christian, whatever, like non-denominational or Protestant. And that was so surprising. And so you'd be surprised how just talking very lightly about your faith outwardly can attract people and can get people to talk about their faith. I'll tell you a story. Just the other day, I've known this girl. Okay, so I met this girl in my complex analysis class. So I took a complex analysis class, and she's the coolest girl ever. I literally loved her. And so she's like my math bestie. Okay, one of my math besties, actually, because like in each math class, I have a different bestie. But anyhow, met her. I thought, okay, she's kind of like lib. Okay, like, she's very liberal, but whatever. I love to make friends with everybody. And I think I said something about like, I don't even know what I said. Maybe it was like a Christmas thing. And she was like, okay, also this this conversation was literally like last week or 2 weeks ago before finals. And she literally came to me. She's like, oh my gosh, are you Catholic? I was like, yeah. She's like, oh my gosh, I'm Catholic. And I was like, what? She's like, yeah, I go to the Newman Center all the time. And I go to mass like every Sunday. And I pray the rosary every day. And I was literally dumbfounded. I mean, mind you, she was more liberal. So that was something. But like, whatevs. It's not that deep. You know, like I'm not that type of person to literally like end a friendship because of like stuff like that. But anywho, so that was literally insane though. Like knowing the whole semester she was Catholic, and all it took was for me to say one thing about Christmas, or maybe it was mass or something. I think I like probably said like, oh yeah, I was at church that day. And she's like, wait, you go to church? And like, she was so devout. And I was like, what? Like, that was a shock. Like, an oh, you know? And so now we're like talking about Christian Catholic things. It's been amazing. And then all of a sudden, also God blessed us. Recently, there's been a young adults group that was formed in the city over, and for young adults and for Catholics, actually. And so I went to this and I made unbelievable friends. And I was like, oh my gosh. And it was so easy. It's not like this has been like the most groundbreaking, like I found the key to making friends. Like this was literally just like putting myself out there and going to events. And there's nothing shameful about that. Like I know some people are really embarrassed to go to things alone. I never understood that. Like I don't know what you're expecting people to do, especially if you're an adult. Like adults are not judging you for that. Like, yeah, maybe that's more of like a middle school thing. Like I can understand that actually. Like pretending to be 13 right now, I would actually be terrified. But no, if you're like an adult or like, you know, late teens or something, there's nothing to be embarrassed about. And also if somebody's judging you on that, like that says more about them than that does about you. And that's sharing that they're very insecure and they could never be alone going to an event. But anywho, definitely put yourself out there. Like there's no harm in it. And I really don't think like there could be a possible downside. Like the connections I've been making have been skyrocketing me through life. Like I'm getting all this career help, all this advice. Like people are positioning me to like talk to this person, talk to that person, connecting me with this and that. And I didn't even want like that kind of stuff. Like I wasn't here for like physical and materialistic things. I was just hoping to like make a friend. So literally, I personally, from my experience, I don't think that there could be a possible downside to like putting yourself out there. But if you're more introverted and shy, I will do an episode on how to make friends, because I actually do have some introverted friends. And it was honestly because I was so outgoing that the friendship kind of like got somewhere. Otherwise they wouldn't have like spoken to me, they said. And that kind of like saddened me, because I was like, ah! Like I'm nice, I promise. But then I was like, wait, I want to help these people, because like I feel so bad for introverts who like want to make friends, but they're like too shy or whatever to go out there. So literally stay tuned for that. I'm really excited for that. Go to events Okay, here's the roadmap. Are you ready? You need to get on newsletters for all different types of churches in your area. I literally don't care if it's like 30 minutes away. If like create a 30 minute radius around yourself and start signing yourself up for all their newsletters. Churches, organizations, groups, whatever, events, literally do it. Okay, then number two, start looking at the events that are available. Start looking at what they offer. Start considering to go to these, invite maybe some friends, whatever. Okay. So there's that. Then also join young adults groups. Okay. I think that's going to be like the saving thing for most Christians, is like just joining young adults groups, especially like Catholic young adults groups, because it'll be like people who are like you, like-minded and everything. But okay. Another thing, when you're at your church, literally talk to everybody. I literally don't care if they're 70 years old. The majority of my friends, like good friends, honestly, besties, are like 70 plus. And I have gained so much wisdom from them. I literally am like, why do I need friends my age anymore? Like, they're so fun. They're so old school and classic and like sweet. And they just make sense. There's a lot of common sense. And so I'm like, yeah, literally go after the elderly. And they love that too, by the way. They love helping the young people, because they've lived so long that they kind of like don't want their experiences and their wisdom to go to waste. So definitely reach out and just be, you know how you reach out to them? Oh my gosh, literally there's a car watching me. Hi. You know how you reach out to them? You literally go up to them. Also, I'm literally going to be talking about this in that video where I teach people like how to make friends, because this is literally how I've made friends through and through. Like every bestie I've ever made was because of this. I compliment one simple thing about them. Oh my gosh, I love your shoes. Where'd you get those? Oh my gosh, that necklace is so bougie. Or not even bougie, I hate that word. But oh my gosh, that necklace you got is so cute. Like, where'd you get that necklace? Is that a Chanel bracelet? Like stuff like that, you know? And they'll be like so taken aback. And then they'll start talking about it. They'll be like, oh my gosh, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I'm like, yeah, I know you have really good style, blah, 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 blah. And then it goes from there, okay? So don't be shy. Literally don't be shy. And then if you're also like, well, what do I ask after? We'll literally do a whole simulation, I'm sure. I'm still brainstorming how that video is gonna look. But in short, literally talk to every single person. Again, there is no harm. I really don't see a downside to talking to people and like meeting people. Like the worst that could happen is like they're bitter and they're mean, but most people aren't to young people. Oh my gosh, there's literally people behind me. Okay, and then also, don't be shy to make friends with non-Catholics and non-Christians. I have only pretty much had non-Christian friends growing up. I had this one phase in eighth grade where I had a lot of Catholic support and friends, but they weren't like the deepest friends I had at the time, honestly. And the majority of my friendships have not been Christian or Catholic. And I actually think that's helped me in my faith a lot because that was like a real trial. I'm like, okay, I have all this influence around me. Am I really gonna like stick in my faith? And the answer is always yes. Don't be afraid to talk to other people, okay? So break it down again. Start with a 30-minute radius around your house, around your location, wherever you are, if you're in college or whatever. Then start signing up for all those churches. Sign up for the newsletters from those churches. There we go. And then start really digging into the opportunities that they have. Events, dances. I don't even know what churches offer. Like my churches do not offer dances, but I went to visit a friend in at her school and like her Newman Center literally had a dance at a mission. And I was like, that's so freaking sly. Literally look for all types of events and stuff. Okay, then start joining organizations, research young adults organizations and whatever. Again, there's no harm. Like, I feel like people are probably like so scared of like being judged by who? You don't know these people. Like these people, you don't owe them anything. Like you literally don't owe anyone anything. And if they're judging you, they're a loser, okay? Loser. Okay? Isn't that from like, I know that's a Jim Carrey thing, right? I'm pretty sure. Like, yeah, if somebody's judging you for like coming to an event alone. Also, how many people are going to events like in a group or in a posse? Like that is like weird, honestly. If you're like 30 or like mid 20s and you're coming with like 5 people to an event and it's like very high school cliquey, it's giving immature, okay? Adults come and like 1 or 2, maybe 3, I don't know. Sorry. I'm not judging, by the way, if like you are in a posse. I'm just saying like if you give bad vibes and you're like judgy and you're like, ugh, you came alone. Like you're the problem. Okay, so then you're joining these organizations, you're going to these events, and then you're also making friends with non-Christians and non-Catholics. You are also bringing up little things to random people all the time, like complimenting them, talking about your faith, talking like mentioning, oh yeah, I went to church on Sunday or whatever. And then they'll be like they'll realize like there's a green flag and like there's a green light, like they can also talk about it. Cause I know a lot of Christians kind of are like closeted and like they can't like outwardly like talk about it. So, cause they're scared of people judging them, which is totally valid, by the way. I completely understand that. But don't let fear control you, okay? Do all of these things. Literally let me know how it ends up for you. Literally watch this video, apply it, and then like in a couple months come back and I literally wanna hear your story. It's not even funny. But anywho, I hope this video helped in some case. If you're alone, it's gonna be okay. I'm here for you. I know how hard it can be, but at the end of the day, you have a whole army in heaven of saints, angels, and people that are rooting for you and wanting the best for you. Okay, anytime I'm feeling alone in my faith, even though that like doesn't happen anymore, but anytime I am feeling alone, or when I did feel alone in my faith, I used to literally pretend while I was praying in my room, like everybody in heaven was like in my room, or like I pretended that like my room became heaven. And I just imagined all the, like the millions, if not billions of people in my room, like the light, and they're all just glowing and it's just so joyful. Like imagine that, okay? Imagine all the people. Literally go into ChatGPT tonight and literally ask AI to like create a picture of like 1 billion people or whatever. Like again, I don't know how many people are in heaven, but assuming it's a lot, literally ask that and then look at that photo, because I literally once searched for a project like 3,000 people, 5,000 people, and I was shook. I can't even imagine a billion, and that's how many people are looking down on you and literally wanting you to succeed and are supporting you and rooting for you and praying for you, okay? Go slay it, literally. If you have any questions though about like making friends and stuff, again, I'm gonna make a video, but you're more than welcome to ask down below. I literally wanna help everybody with making friends. I don't know why that's a thing for me, but like I've just been told so many times by girlfriends that I've made that they were always like, if you didn't say the first, like if you didn't talk to me first, I would have been too shy to like talk to you. And I'm like, why? Like why? So I wanna like help girlies and also men, gents out there, if you're out there watching. Oh my gosh, also if you're a gent, like I am honored. Ah! I'm so freaking cracked out right now. Okay, sorry. Also, literally, I posted my like, sorry, I'm gone video and somebody commented like, this is so spazzy. I am actually quite kooky, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I can't have my calm, collected, cool, like, vibe. But, like, when I'm out, I'm, like, you know, like, it's weak. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I'm being, like, freaking weird now. The, like, zoomies are coming out. So, thank you so much for listening if you did. Oh, my gosh. Who is biking in this? It is literally, like, 50 degrees. I literally brought my, like, beanie and, like, gloves because it is freezing. I literally don't know if any of this, like, came out right because, like, my brain is going a million miles a minute right now. And I tend to choke on my words and not make great sentences. But whatever. Anywho, love you guys so much. Literally let me know if you have any questions, if you need anything. I'm here for you. I hope you have a blessed day. I'm praying for you. God bless.